57. How many of y'all enjoy this teaching here? Very, very big. But it says, thou art my portion. Oh, Lord, let me back up, Chet. It starts out Chet. And this is the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It says, thou art my portion, O Lord. How many of y'all would say that sounds like priestly type comments, you know? Remember Ray teaching at home, you know, the portion was the priest, you know, the ritual priest. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. You know, we talked about making confessions. And here, you know, confessions in the past. But how many of y'all know that's a good confession? To tell you, Lord, I'm going to keep your word.
Amen.
It says, I've entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. If you just sit and think upon that right there, that is so deep.
Yep.
So very, very deep. He says, I've thought out my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. You know, he says, I turned my feet back to military. You know, they used to do right face, left face. But you know, when they said right face, you didn't do this. And when they said left face, you didn't do that. You turned your feet.
Wow, that's powerful.
And you know, in doing that, you turn your whole body. And that's why the man says, you know, with my whole heart. With my whole heart. When you turn your feet, you turn your whole body. When you look at God with everything you got. He says, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. You know, I remember my daddy. He lived with the grandma's son because his mama died when he was a kid. And he said his grandmama, that was her favorite word, make haste. She said she kept him busy. But anyway, he says, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, and I have not forgotten my law. At midnight I will rise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. You ever have the Lord wake you up at midnight or thereafter or just, and just talk with you, wait with you, meditate the word with you, It says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Everybody say up in here. Up in here, that's it's kind of where we're at this morning. We're with fellow believers.
Yeah.
Bands of all them that fear thee. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes, you know. The whole Christian life is part of learning.
It's a part of learning, the whole Christian life. That's a true statement, brother.
But I want to back up into verse 62. In the Amplified, it says, at midnight I will rise and give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. He uses the word ordinance. How many of y'all know what an ordinance is? You know, you go downtown and an ordinance of, say, parking in front of a fire hydrant or something. You know, city ordinance 1234 says, we're going to tow your car, charge you $500 at the owner's expense. It's at the owner's expense, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you think, man, that ordinance is a thing. That makes such good things. But, you know, there's good ordinance, too. And you know, one of the ordinances in the Bible is tithing. So tithing is an ordinance. And within this ordinance, God says, if you bring your tithe, in so many words, he says, I'll prove to you that there is a God in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pour you out blessings.
Yep.
I'll prove this to you if you just tithe. But I want to share a personal testimony with you this morning. years ago, I got born again in 1986, and, you know, we had two kids at the time. I worked at this plant up the street here. It's closed down there, and we moved to Brookwood. But it's across from Captain D's up there, old building, it's empty. But I started there in 1980 at $4.75 an hour.
Wow.
You know, that really wasn't cutting it back then. You know, raising two kids on that, it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
And this company I worked for, they had plants all across the United States, you know, everywhere there was coal. You know, West Virginia, Kentucky, out west, New Mexico, up north, Colorado, Wyoming, everywhere there was coal, they had these plants. And we'd always ask, man, y'all about to start us debt, we need some money. Mm-hmm. We need some money. And one time they come there and give us $1 an hour, man, we thought we were the hog. And we still wasn't making about $6 an hour, you know, and been working all the time. But anyway, I got born again there in 1986 and started tithing. And my wife, bless her heart, you know, her granny would always tithe.
Uh-huh.
And we had golden opportunity not to. I mean, times come up. One time I remember getting a speeding ticket, you know, about $90. And, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this, you know.
Uh-huh.
And one time I had a pretty nice truck. That's the time I had to sell my truck, get an old truck, you know. I said, you know, Bonnie, she'd always tell me, I don't know if we got the time, you know. That's something her granny taught her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say this, we, over the past 30 years plus, we've been faithful to do this.
Yeah.
And because, you know, our ordinance of the Lord. But I want you to turn to, I want to show you something here in Scripture. And the Lord showed me yesterday, and I just cried like a baby. Deuteronomy, chapter, let's start out 28, verse 1. Everybody there?
28.
Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1 states, it says,
chapter 28,
yeah,
what?
Verse 1. Let's start at verse 1. It says, and it shall come to pass, they come to pass,
okay,
if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commands, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of earth.
Jesus.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If you'll listen to me. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Let's jump over to 13. And it says, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
It says, who will do it?
The Lord.
The Lord, not you.
Uh-huh.
Not you. It says, the Lord will do this for you. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. They shall, you know, that shall not, those are legal words, aren't they? Shall not. Those are legal words. If you'll hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and do them.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you, those words which the Lord spoke to them, if you'll go back and study chapter 26, it was all on the first fruits and tithing for the Lord. Well, back to the job. $4.75. You know, at that time, coal miners were making about, I'd say in the early 80s, probably $12-$13 an hour. So they was making about 2.5 times more than all of us.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like I say, we'd go to our bosses and they give us that dollar one time. But now these 30-something years have come and gone. And out of all these plants here the last couple of years, my boss man has told me, he keeps telling me, he says, you're the highest paid man within, you know, or in the warehouse and people doing warehouse work. That's what I've done for the last 4 years, or in the warehouse work. But you're the highest paid man in the whole company. You know, we have union plants, non-union plants, and I'll say me and this other guy I work with, he's been there 25 years. But it's not because of seniority or age or nothing like that, because see, those guys in these union plants, they've been there as long as I have, and I make way more than them. See, I started out on a tail, but God made me the head.
Yeah.
Yep. And according to his promises. You know, but that's how God is.
Amen. Amen.
And there in Malachi, you know, he got on folks real hard. It hurt him, you know, because he promised them this. Mm-hmm. And he had to come to them and say, well, let's just look there. Mm-hmm. Malachi, you know, Pastor.
This is good.
All the time in mind, this is. Bring your tithes in the house. That they're a big meeting house. But, let's see. But verse 14, Malachi 3, 14, he says, yet you have said, it's vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that ye have walked mournfully before the Lord's post? And now ye call the proud happy, yea, that work wickedness are set up, and they that tempt God are even delivered. And then they that feared the Lord spoke often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him of them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. You know, I think every Sunday morning there's angels recording us what we say in here. What we teach one, you know, say to one another, amen. Build up one another, and encourage amen. One another, because we're the Lord. But anyway, the Lord says, you know, that hurt the Lord when it says, your words have been stout against me. Verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, yet you say, why have we spoken? And you say, it's vain to serve God. You know, God commanded it. And he swore, you know, that I'll pour you out a blessing. I'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. I'll bless you. And I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And that God is faithful. But Lord, normally I wouldn't say anything along these lines, because I love harmony and agreement, and you know, nothing between the brethren. You know, I love the, you know. But last week we sung a song in big church, and the Lord just, and this just between us guys over here. And my song, I got thinking about the song about, you know, about how would somebody feel if they was to come up in the church house and say a man out here reckless driving had killed one of their family members, a child or spouse or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we stand and sing before the Lord about the reckless love of God.
That bothered me too.
Did it?
As God is my witness, it bothered me. And when they were saying reckless, I was saying burning, because he says he has a burning love of God. Mm-hmm. You know, fierce. Yeah, perfect. So I couldn't say that either. That bothered me.
So I know. But y'all guys, y'all watch TV programs before they, you know, it'd be a perfect program, and then they'll throw in a cuss or something like that, just kind of. You know, the writer, I don't discredit the writer or anything like that, but, you know, there's a better word out there. And So if we did the church, Solomon Big Church again, I'm sure we will, I'm on just singing the Lord, you're perfect, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
You know, I want, Brother Charles, if you will, I always love to hear Brother Charles pray. I want to ask you to pray this morning, calling forward Thursday.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to this
throne
of grace. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what has been said here today. We just thank you for the anointing. Your anointing has been strong here this
Lord
morning.
Jesus.
We ask that you bless each and every one as
Lord
we
Jesus.
Go about our daily journey. Direct our paths. Keep us with the mind stayed on thee. Lord, we just love you and thank you. And we praise your holy name right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because you were faithful all through the drought. You know, people, farmers plant. Said, if you can't understand this, you know, this teaching, you can't understand it. Mm-hmm. You planted all of those years in the drought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people harvest after a rain. You can't plant when it's raining. So while everybody else is getting their blessings and you're out there being trying to heal, it's kind of a little late in the game. You got to wait for the next. You know what I'm saying? You plant and plow while it was drought. You planted and plowed while, you know, you were faithful all of those years. So now.
You're getting a return, ain't
you? You're getting a dividend and a return. You want a return of your. When you invest money, you want a return of your money and a return on your money. You know what I'm saying? So you got a return of your money and a return on your money. That 100-fold plus your 10%, 20%.
Amen.
See, tithing is worship. When you tithing involves God. So when you're working as under God, with the attitude, if you're operating in the love of God, that's the attitude of God. The Lord will bless the whole place because of you.
Amen.
I've seen that happen before. And I would pray for more money, and then they get all this business, and I get overtime. The Lord will bless other people just to get to you. And now the company is turning more profit than others, and they're paying y'all more.
And can I say something else too? My son Michael, he works in the coal mines. He's a roof bolter, but he's one of the highest paid men at the coal mines. But yet, remember me saying they used to make about 2.5 times more than we made?
Yeah.
Now I make more than the coal mines.
Yeah. Well, see, when you first start out, it don't look so good. That's, you know, that's why when you look at the Lord, it's going to work out. When you follow him, it's going to work. It don't matter what happens, it's going to work. It's going to come. You're going to come out on top. And the life that a lot of things that happened early on in my life, I did not like it. The job I had, I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I expected to be further along. And I wasn't making much money at that first dealership. I was parking cars. I had been trained to be a mechanic, but I was parking cars and doing things like that. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And he did. And he closed some doors. He closed he closed the door on that job. But I went to work every day praying for my own business. And when he closed that door, I didn't understand what was going on. I had done everything I was supposed to. I was trying to help the company. I was working as under God like I had been trained to do. My mother told me to do that. And the Lord, you know, that's how you do. And I said, why did I get fired? When they didn't have a good reason, I calmed down. And then I was looking for jobs, and I said, you know, Lord, this time I'm going to be a mechanic. And everybody wanted experience. I'm driving the car. I was driving. I had built the engine in it, and it ran good. But they wanted years of experience. So I said, Lord, don't give me a job. I'm going to get my license, and I'm going to work for myself. Amen. And that's when I started Hambus Mobile Auto Service, which was right where God wanted, because I got a chance to see what was out there. I worked at people's houses, and it was a good fit. The Lord taught me so much about people in those years. But when he closed the door and opened another one, that's promotion. And when you are, you know, you said Michael makes more on his job, but Michael was always right there helping little Jim when he did that church. They did a lot of good works. And when you're helping the work of God, God is going to bless you.
Yeah.
When I first came to this church, the Lord said, every family that comes here has gotten promoted. That was the first time I came. He said, everybody that joined this church, they got promoted. Mm-hmm. You're attached to something that God has sanctioned. And when people follow God and they're helping you do the work of the ministry, the same, when we go to heaven, understand real good, you're going to get the same reward that Pastor Jim will get. Not just you, but every member. Because you helped. You gave them a cup of water. you contributed for years, and we all share in the same, we're going to get blessed just like him. You're joining yourself to the Lord. God is involved in your life because you're involving yourself in his works. And then the works that you do, you know, the way we help other people is the way other people are going to help us when the Lord grants you out and do a work. So when you're faithful to somebody else, don't be surprised when people come and help you. But that sowing, you know, I don't think about all the reaping of every sowing. I focus on getting the job done, but once it's finished, God's going to reward you for that. And that's why he said, many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus said a lot in a little. You know, he can take a small sentence and say so many, there's so many revelations inside that one word. Every revelation that God give you in life will help, it can help train you. You have to receive it. Everything that we receive, the strength of our faith is the word that we receive. Whatever we receive from him, that's why we're going to have faith. If we reject something, we won't have faith in that area. But the more I receive from the Lord, the more I want to receive, and I'm more apt to receive even the hard things. You know, like David started tithing when he made $4.75 an hour. And that can be a jump of faith when you have two kids. But look what happened. You know, there's no way to see the end from the beginning unless God revealed it to you, which most time he won't. But when you committed to what he gave you to do, the love made me committed. I love God, and I didn't know what to do, and I leaned on him. When he told me that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father, I wanted to be on point. I said, what else am I missing out on? I knew that I was missing out on a lot. And I began to realize that. And so that made me more curious to follow him even more. I follow him. I realized that's going to work when nothing else does. And I started learning things that I didn't expect to learn. So it made me want to ask more questions and learn more things. When you're receiving revelation on something, you and the training, even the most simple things, you'll see the depth of it when others may not. And when I listened to Henry Gruber, how he talked about how the Lord trained him and things he would say. Some of his YouTube videos are short. They're like 15, 30 minutes long. and he tell about the miracle that happened. But the long ones talk about the revelation he got to do that. And every day I listen to the Lord to see what, you know, for years I listen to him to see what he would give me. And whenever he brings something to me, I receive it. But it didn't look like my life was going anywhere for years. But I was receiving revelation. And in 98, I kind of backed off because I was, the things I would tell pastors what he told me, but they didn't seem to respond. And I looked at that instead of God and got discouraged. And I stopped the intensity. I didn't follow God the same. I went in a slump. And then, to make up for about a month, he was talking about, read the word. You got to get in the word. You got to read the word. And I said, I'm tired of him talking about reading the word. I'm going to go back to the word. And I started reading the word again. And then I put in a Charles Capps tape. And time I did, the Lord started talking. And I said, I'll never go back to that slump again, ever. So I started going, you know, getting in the word like I did before, and stuck with it. And the revelation started coming back. As long as you stay focused, the Lord is preparing you for a much greater plan. You cannot see it all until he reveals it. But when you follow him, it's working. I used to give a simple word. I didn't see no like Pastor said, no Star Wars, no big fanfare, nothing. I just gave a man a word. And I expected to see something, a smile or something. But the Lord told me, he said, sometimes when people receive my word, they look different. They don't always look happy. Sometimes they're challenged. Sometimes they're pondering it. Sometimes they may look forlorn, but that doesn't mean that they're not receiving. He said they can receive it and look like they're not receiving. They can not receive it and look like they're receiving. You can't go by how they look. So I did the assignment, but I didn't see anything. And then sometimes he'd teach me, but he wouldn't give me what to do with that knowledge. I had to wait. It was around 2004 or 5 he gave me the training, the teaching of the Spirit of Egypt. But he didn't have me to write the book till 2011. In 2011, I wrote it. And then in 2012, I had a copyright written, and then I published.
It's okay, baby. I'm trying to hear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to distract me. I know God is patient. I don't mean
that.
I love
you. Yeah. When in 2004 or 2005, he gave me the book. He woke me up and taught me about Egypt all night long. And I slept about 2 hours and felt like I slept 8. But he didn't give me any other assignment, no messages from it, nothing, until 2011. Then he had me to write it in a book. He does things like that. So whatever he gives you, you have to ponder it in your heart like Mary did. When you ponder the word in your heart and you receive it and you hold on to it, the Lord is using the knowledge to train you, you know. But at the right moment, he'll give you the okay to go forward. I thought that I would do a message, write a short story. I didn't know I was going to write a book. So I wrote this book, and I had a lady to type it and paid her. And then the Lord gave me the rest of the book. And so I got Shira to type that. I didn't know another few chapters was in it. After I gave the dream, I thought that was it. But then he gave me the best part last. And then I had Shira type it. By the time I did it, it was 2012 when I had a copyright. And I published it on the website. So you have to go to the website to get it. It's free. And it explained a lot. That was an assignment. And the Lord had people that would benefit from it. I published on the old site, and then it's on the new site as well. When he gives you an assignment, he's preparing people to receive whatever he's giving you today. Some things he'll give you thoughts and instructions, and he'll add to it over time. Some things just have to come that way. But at the right time, you have to act and then publish it or speak it or whatever. If you speak something out of season, it won't work. You have to do it in season. In order to not miss a season, you have to be committed and watchful. When you follow following God, it will lead you to perfection.